January 11th, 2021. It's the Wofford Pedro Show. For Pedro Show, happy Monday. Started off with I Hear Rhapsody from John Coltrane and the Manx with Armenian Galaxy. Yeah, Brother Matt, the Love Grotto, a couple miles south here in Pedro, Pleasure Point, because we're still quitting quarantino mode. But I am not totally man alone, Pete. There's those engineers, and you can probably hear them now. Engineers in Estonia with the Righteous Skype Invention. I got Toshi Kasai with me. Welcome aboard, Tosh.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah, incredible music journey you've been on, and you still are continuing to put out big inspiration to me. Way to go, brother.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been a huge part of my life, too.
Okay, well, let's travel back with you with your musical journey. Like, can you tell me your earliest musical memory?
My parents bought me some you know, record when I was a kid. That's kind of how I started, you know, some Japanese artist, and then started kind of growing on me. And then, yeah, then when I was elementary school, then, you know, on a TV show or TV commercial, they use like, a you know, American or British music. Then I was way more into it. I was kind of curious. I thought it sounds totally different from, you know, Japanese music, what I hear on a TV show, whatever, whatsoever. But some time to time, I hear the foreign music, such as, I don't know, the Billy Joel or T-Rex, those music was on a commercial. And then, wow, this is kind of interesting, and getting into it. And then my brother and my sister kind of introduced me a bunch of stuff.
You know, T-Rex was the first gig I went to with D-Boo.
Oh, wow.
We were 14 years old. It was in the early 70s. They weren't too big here, but we just loved them.
Oh, that's the very first, my guitar lesson, I mean, not lesson, guitar, a song I played was T-Rex, Get It On. That was
a big hit for them here, but probably the only one.
Yeah. But Metal Groove, A Bon to Boogie, and those things, they're kind of big in Japan. So,
well, I know in England he had like 25 number ones or something. So your earliest memory is your parents playing you a record. What, their record collection?
Not too big, but my mom likes Elvis, you know, Beatles and John Denver, and then, you know, some folk music. And my dad played some organ, and then my both brother and sister played organ too. So kind of music family in a way.
So there's an organ in the pad where you grew up.
Yeah, the Yamaha Electone, you know, which is electric organ. My sister was really good, and then I was into sports. So when I was a kid, I didn't care at all. Music wasn't my thing. I was into baseball and soccer.
Can I ask if your parents were they into Anka?
Anka?
Anka.
What is that? Anka.
The Japanese soul music.
Oh, Enka.
Sorry. Enka. Bad pronounce.
Enka. Yeah, sorry. Not too much. The funny thing was my dad was so into Gunka, which is military music. So, growing up, he was born right before the World War II. So, he was born in the place, now it's North Korea, because Japan was occupied at that time. So
Manchuko?
Manchu. Great uncle was born there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they born or grown up there. So, yeah, our parents or their parents went to North Korea, or they lived there. So.
Yeah. I'm curious about school. So you were into sports, but was there a music program in school?
I was into sports.
Yeah, right. But did your school still have music?
School. Yeah. Yes. They did just a regular program, like a basic music with elementary school. You have to learn a recorder.
Ah, yeah.
And also, when I was really young, we played, we called it pianica, which is melodica kind of thing.
Sure.
Merodeon?
Sure.
No, merodeon.
Yeah, it's got a little keyboard, but you blow into it.
Yeah. So I kind of miss it. So I bought a few years back. Now I have like a four.
Right.
I have one with electric too. So it's kind of cool.
So the first music you actually started playing was organ, keyboard. Okay. What about the first record you bought for yourself?
Record was the guy name is Japanese artist Hideki Saijo.
Oh yeah, of course you know.
His record. I was kind of into him and Kenji Sawada.
Yeah,
that's I grown up.
Okay, what about the first gig you went to?
Gig that was accidentally saw the guy names. Hidehiko Saijo, Hidehiko Saigo. He's a more actor, but somehow he was playing in some kind of amusement park we went.
Okay.
So that was when maybe I was like 4 or 5.
Also, I think in history, there's a guy named Saigo Kagoshima, right?
Yeah, maybe
last samurai.
Yeah. Like kind of last end of the samurai.
Right.
That time, I don't think he learned sword fighting. It's more like he was, what he did. It's a long history about, that was end of the samurai era.
Right, and Meiji came. I know we have no pictures of him, but he had big eyebrow, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
This was a statue. When I went and played Kagoshima, I saw a big statue. And he had
nice. I never been there.
Yeah, and he had a dog, too, he liked a lot.
Yeah.
Right, you know about this story. So, yeah. I'm curious. You get on the guitar.
Yeah.
Okay. What about after school? Do you do, like, the garage band, the bedroom band, basement band with your friends?
Yeah. Mostly cover band. Yeah, I was in quite a few, and then
copy songs off records.
Yeah. Any kind of music, mostly hit song that time.
Right.
Mid-80s. Yeah.
Now, do these bands? Is it just for practice, or did you do gigs?
Mostly just for fun.
Yeah.
Play. No gigs.
You never did any of the Live House?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, every now and then we play some shows, but not too many.
Now, I know you really got into recording. So yeah. How did that start?
Around 20, I kind of gave up being a musician because I don't want to play same music. There was kind of some kind of enlightenment or something, you know. I can't, because so many music I liked.
Right.
And then if I play in the band, I have to play the same music again and again. So I kind of gave up. I kind of lost the passion to be a musician. And then the 2 years or so, I kind of lost any motivation. And then suddenly my buddy told me, hey, Tosh, I'm going to go recording school in Los Angeles. And then, oh, wow, what are you going to do? And I want to start producing music. I said, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. And then that kind of gave me an idea.
Yeah.
I can relate it to so many different music. So my buddy gave me an idea for being a producing engineering. That's how I kind of into more recording.
So you actually didn't do that much recording in Japan. You waited till you came over here to go to school?
No, I just did like a more like a, you know, recording on a tape cassette.
Okay. So he went to Los Angeles.
Later I went there too.
Okay.
So
did you end up going to the same school he was at?
Yeah. Los Angeles Recording Workshop. Yeah, that's all right.
Would you recommend? Good.
Now it's different school. I think somebody bought it and it's in a Sunset. So I don't know now, but it was really helpful because they have an internship program. So you have to take, I forgot, like 100 hours internship. Otherwise you can graduate. So that helped me more like to be in the industry and then see what I have to know, what I have to do. So it was great. It was really, I highly recommend it.
But so you're saying not just classrooms, but like on the job training.
So yeah, it's kind of like if you go to studio, you can focus what you want to know and then go back to the class. Hey, I saw this. What's going on? So that was really helpful.
Yeah, yeah. I like the idea. Internship, kind of mentorship too. You have a sensei, a guy at the studio that can turn you on to stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, one of my best buddy is the one of those guys. Yeah.
He works
at the studio I used to do internship.
I wanted to do something here that he gave me called, is it pronounced Cersei?
Cersa.
Cersa. Okay.
Yeah, that's a Polish name.
Polish name. Okay.
Yeah.
I think the song is called Broken Nation.
like a streak of light. I'm gone. Out across the night. So you better look there. I got some money to spend. I got some wheels to spin. You only get one go round. Three fingers right. Gonna set me straight. Just set it on the side with a little drink of water. You only get one go round. Whirl around and 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 whirl around. Spin that whirling wheel. I'm running out of money. Spin that whirling wheel. I'm running out of time. Spin that whirling wheel. Double down on that number. I'm taking it for a ride. You only get one more ride. Only get one more. You only get one. Try not to lie. I just want to know your real name. No, 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 not the one you go by. I know it's not Rocket Candy. I'm telling you why. All the young boys, well, they say you're wound too tight. I think you've gotten them all fighting. I think you're bottled up lightning. You wake me up like a crack of thunder. Off the cuff or on the slide, any way or another. Give me just one go around. Give me just one go around. We'll be right back. I gotta tell you one more thing. Well, I'm living and I'm dying right now. Whirling around that whirling whip till your ball drops in the slot, up pops your number. You only get one go-round. Whirl around and 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 whirl around. Now look, I'm no chout, but I do play the horses. And you can take it from me, this one is a lock. If you ain't living, well then you're dying. And you can ride that pony to the bank. You can ride that pony to the bank. You only get one go round. You only get one go round. You only get one.
Thank you.
Wife of Pedro show
from Poland. That's Sersa with Broken Nation. What can you tell me about those guys?
Actually, I'm in it.
Wow. What do you do?
I do mixing and engineer, of course, but we write. I play guitar too. No, it's just two guys project. The guy is Peter Glassy. He's kind of big in Poland. 2008, he just contacted me out of nowhere. I think that was MySpace. Hey, I want to be in LA for a month. I want to work with you. I want to create, collaborate. And then, we vaguely had an idea and they just keep recording. We re-recorded so many noises. We went to junkyard hitting, stuff on, the floor or whatever, and then sample, whatever we thought, it's gonna unique.
You're talking field recordings, not just studio.
Field, and then they'll be recording the studio too. He got a bunch of synthesizer, and then I have a few. So he brought some, and then we just collaborate, and then he sang mainly, and then I did a background harmony stuff.
It sounds really fun, and I love what you guys did. I should ask you about the Manx too that we opened up the show with, Armenian Galaxy.
Those guys are. I know two guys from there for a long time. They're in the different bands, and then I went to see DIY show, and then the band I produced played, and then I those guys introduced me. Two guys from the Manx, they didn't have a Manx that time. They're in a different band. And a few years later, they contacted me. Hey, we made a new band, and then would you mind to record it? And then I listened to demos and blew me away. It's just so unique.
It shows to go you that fucking, it's important to make connects. You never know when it's going to, maybe not in that moment, but down the road.
Yeah, that's the best part of the, you can see what they sounds really like, and then I can meet in person, so it's not only internet connection. You don't know what kind of guy is, so it's just the character. You can get the idea for the music, so it's just the best thing, you know.
Yeah,
no doubt. I saw you so many times too, and then that's the thing. Oh, this is my quad, and I know what he likes, what kind of person he is, what kind of stage performance, and then they reflect in the music, I think.
Yeah. The personal connect. Then we had clubs, brand new from Bob Pollard. He's calling this project Club Scout Bowling Pins. Heaven Beats Iowa. Last year, three albums, right? And this guy, he's incredible. Prolific, we say, huh? Numbers Band after that with and Whirl Around from Akron, Ohio. Hands Rotten out of Switzerland with Snapcut. Gareth Sager, brand new a record with piano and sax here. Miniature 15. Bob's Prendon with Intonum. Hard word here. Intonarumori. Now, Maury's Forest, so I wonder if this is a Japanese word, huh? And then V Vale up in the city with Fresno Street 17. Brother Vale from, he was the original keyboard guy of Blue Cheer. And then he went on to do the research magazines and incredible zine guy and a publisher and just a beautiful man. Finally, Fox Medicine, Chester Milk Toast. Tell us about this, Tosh.
Yeah, that's the band from Portland. I was there in a Mississippi studio in Portland playing for Dale Crover band.
Great drummer man.
Yeah. I know him for a few years, and then some guy screaming from audience, he was screaming "Heritage," that which is my guitar. Tosh, cool, you're using Heritage, something like that. And from the audience, I was like, oh, wow, that I never heard of that. And he was so excited. And then after the show, we opened for a Red Cross. So I was kind of just resting and then drinking and then eating right next to the venue. And then the guy who's screaming at me, "Hey Tosh, that was a cool guitar," and then he started talking to me, and then that was the guy from a drummer from Fox Medicine, and then his wife played guitar and vocal, and they both showed up. And hey, I was going to talk to you anyway, and then I'm glad you showed up. So they told me they wanted to record with me. So, then end up, yeah, later, they show up in the studio, but the couple met at the Melvin show in Chicago.
Connections so, all over the place.
I know. And then the guy, the drummer, was born in a Kalamazoo, which is a Gibson guitar came.
Sure.
And then he grown up. Really close from the Heritage.
Yeah, because when Gibson left Kalamazoo for Nashville, the former luthiers made a company called Heritage, because Ed from Ohio had a Heritage guitar.
Yep.
Yeah. God, small world. Yeah. So let's go back in the history. After you get done with the recording school, what happened?
So I started doing an internship. After a few weeks of the school, a few months of the school, and then I was interned at least four or five studios, and also record company, smaller record company, and then two of them wanted to hire me. That's how kind of got into studio business.
Yeah, wow. Five internships in a small label, and then you get two offers to get hired. Wow.
Yep.
See, so many people get frustrated, but hard work pays off sometimes, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not a big house or anything like that. But, yeah.
We're at the end of the first hour, January 11th, 2021. Special guest. Yes, I hold on for hour two. January 11th, 2021. It's the second hour of Watt for Pedro show. Oh, if I define it, it's just like a breeze.
Define it. And Riemann made his soul involved. John Barrycorn must die.
Save blood, save soul, save harrow him in the clouds upon his head. And this free man made a soul and John Barleycorn was dead. They've let him lie for a very long time, till the rains from heaven it falls, and little Sir John sprang up his head, and so amazed them all. They've let him stand till midsummer's day, till he looked both pale and grown a long, long beard, and so become a man.
Made a song. Thank you.
Wofford Pivo Show. We started off the second hour with Finest from Usta. That's something Tosh did with the Croatia guys. Monkey Fell Off the Mountain from Sam Bennett. Sam Bennett's been in Tokyo 25 years. He's from Birmingham, Alabama. And he, he was on tour in Japan in the 90s. He met a lady, started family, 25 years. Yeah. Gaijin becomes new Japanese citizen. Okay. The New Lessers from Poland after that with John Barleycorn. Traffic, cover of an old Traffic song. Tallam Raven Chacon with an excerpt from their Live at Array Music Toronto, Canada. A Foodie, Osaka Band with Dead Battery. And God's Wounds, finally, Gandhara.
Yeah, God's Wounds, that's another Australian band. Actually, Singa is from Usta. He plays guitar on the Usta. That's another band I produced. I produced two albums. I went to Australia 2019 to record those two bands. Actually, three bands. Another band called The Dead from Melbourne.
Yeah, I was going to ask what town Melbourne, because Melbourne's kind of the rock and roll city for Australia.
I felt that. And the God's Ones and the Worcesters from Sydney. And then I spent Sydney. They don't have much venue. They're more like a stadium and then arena. So they're complaining they're not much smaller music band scene over there in Sydney.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done maybe four tours over there, and that's what I noticed too. Okay, Sydney's the big New York City. It's the big town for Australia, but not really with music. Melbourne more.
Yeah, Melbourne has so many smaller venues, I noticed.
And also big tradition, like a birthday party.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, great. Great. So you got hired on by these studios. When did you move from working at a studio to being a producer?
What? Like a
well, at what first, reason? No, I was asking when, because at first you got hired by the studios, right? And so you're kind of a technician?
Yeah, I did everything at the one studio, small called Hook, starting late in 97 or earlier 98. And then it's a small studio, so basically one guy, two studios, but the one guy each. And so I have to take care of the one studio. So I did pretty much everything, run that to producing in the studio. And then,
So you're telling me right away you started producing?
Not right away, but I was doing, basically I was mainly engineer. So if the client wants to me produce, I did it. And then produce wants to me to run, I run.
tell me the first band that you produced, Tosh.
The band called Frankenberries.
Ah.
Which is a friend who works at the studio, the voiceover studio we had. His name's Ryan. Ryan has a band. Hey, Tosh, you don't mind to produce our band? That's how I started kind of getting into producing right away, pretty much.
And what would you say is the big difference between a producer and an engineer?
Engineer doesn't say anything.
Ah.
And the producers say a lot of things.
Yeah. Good point. Excellent point.
Yeah.
The engineer is the knob man. He's got his hands on the buttons.
Yeah. There's a story about Willie Nelson. My friend was doing producing, and then he said, hey, Willie, I can come tomorrow. So engineer is going to take care of you. And then engineer was recording the next day, and then engineer said, he recorded one take, and then, hey, I think second verse could be better. And then Willie said, hey son, if you think it's easy, why don't you try? So he knows, he knows the difference between
producer and engineer
and producer.
Okay, look, I think this is a personal proj from you. It's called Golden Voyage. I'm going to play it right now.
Thank you.
the Watt for Pedro show. Yeah. Toshi Kasai Plan D. What is the D for?
D is a dimension or a duration. So I was kind of more getting into image of the music. It's not only, I'm not against or anything. It's just, I think that today's music doesn't have a depth to it. So, I want to kind of emphasize, with a bunch of D's, you know, dimension, duration, distortion, and then also that's a big drum project. So D.
So you're saying that a lot of music today is kind of shallow.
I don't think I don't like the idea you have to hear everything just one time. Like everything is super complex, really close.
Yeah.
I like the music every time you listen, new things is going to be found.
I understand. So, yeah. You know, a lot of that problem, I think, comes at the end when they master. They, too much limiting.
Yeah, too much.
No air. No air. Can't breathe.
Yeah, that's my biggest, my goal is try to make, more like a movie, watching depths, like a Stanley Kubrick movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can see the far away
then
close up, you know, so.
Yes, there's lots of detail. There's lots of stuff involved. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I don't think you need to hear everything at once. You know, every time you listen, new thing is going to pop out.
Right,
I think people forget about that.
Yeah,
so.
I agree with you. So that was called Golden Voyage.
That's my drum project. I hired so many drummers, recorded their improvisation first.
Okay.
And then each drum hits, triggers the synthesizer I programmed. So I think it's a really unique program. Project.
Very, very interesting. We had Transit Drum after that, Smoke This. Then I was going to get some from the Scrags, Kymatic from Germanata Youth, CP Picta, then our New Harnessians, the Amazing Dream, Come Home from Plus Dog Plus, and finally Heather from Prism Bitch.
Yep.
Well, enlightenment to that, Tosh.
they're friend of friend, the clients of the clients. They found me through the other clients, and then I record it's coming up, upcoming album there. We just finished working.
Are they SoCal? Are they SoCal band?
They're from New Mexico.
New Mexico. Berkey?
Yep.
Okay, good town. Or good state. Actually, my favorite flag is New Mexico, because Soy Cano, Jazia, Tayo, right? On the,
Yeah.
And so, did you ever see the Boredoms when they did the 100 drummer gig?
No. I saw them just the three drummers.
Okay, just three. Only three, but still three was amazing. You know, for
that was pretty impressive. My friend got me a ticket, and then, I went there.
You know, Seiji Yamamoto left a long time ago, but he got kind of into some Genka music. He was some soldier songs I saw him playing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was kind of comedy. It was kind of funny. I mean, it was kind of satire. No Uyoku. Those little Karumas with the speakers are...
my dad was into that kind of music. But he's not right wing. Okay, he's just grown up with those music.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, but he also likes a chanson, French music too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, beautiful. We're at the end of the second hour, January 11, 2021. Special guest, Toshi Kasai. Hold tight for hour three. January 11, 2021. It's third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
parents' sheets like a nectarine. Looking like a painting of the Colosseum. If you brush strokes, baby, tell me, have you seen her? Oh,
Nitpicker from Kali Kazoo, and we're people out there, we were talking about Kali because the same kind of word here of this lady from India who, when she dances, watch out. A lot of chaos. And then Ramblin' Blues, Pedro Party Band, feature Richard Derrick. Crane gave this to me. 1990, God, that's 27 years ago. Freedom, Let's Go from Fatso Jetson. That's Mario Lali. And from the whole desert scene, Apple Valley, this man was a pioneer. Jerome Parker Wells out of St. Louis with Freedom, Freedman's Bank. Sleepy Party People, Notes to You, The Heat Incorporated, Polaroids. Some Marco in London. Polaroids. And then Penumbra from Hurry Up Shotgun. What's that, Tosh?
Yep. That's a band from Oakland.
Oaktown, okay.
Yeah, Oakland. And then I record, that's a third album I worked with them. They're one of those bands, I thought they're great, but no one cares, you know. So they need to be known. You know, more people. I'm kind of pushing. It's a really good band. Catchy, kind of grungy. It meets somewhat like a Cheap Trick kind of vibe. The reason I really like them is kind of remind me a bit of Cheap Trick. So.
Yeah. Well, how did you find out about them?
Through a friend. Other friend, the guy named Conan Newton. He might have the music I send you. He is a friend. I was in a big business for 3 years.
Oh, Cody and the drummer man Cody, right?
Cody. Yeah, actually, the Blondie song you played, Cody played.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so, and then Cody and Jared they've been touring for a long time.
Oh yeah,
they have so many friends. So Conan Neutron was one of Jared's friend, and then so Jared's introduced me when he lives in Oakland, and then hey Tosh, I want to record with you, but before. My band, there's a band I really want you to produce. That was a Hurry Up Shotgun. So.
And this is how you find out about most music these days? Is friends of friends?
Friends of friends. Yeah, usually I don't advertise, and then time to time the people contact me through the email. But usually, they're friends of friends.
Okay, because it seems like there's a like you said. This band deserve to be heard.
Yep.
But then you had to hear them to say that. So yeah, thank you to Jared.
Yeah, I'm kind of lucky because I don't need to find the band. They kind of know not my style, but I'm known for maybe weird but a lot of harmonies, catchy stuff. Since I record a bunch of Melvins. The beginning was only heavy band, but the people start kind of getting understand that I'm not only heavy guy. I do weird and then melodic, you know, those combination. I think music's is supposed to be not only one tonal style. I mean, any band, they could have different style.
Tosh, I think you make a good, not just a good point, but a great point, that music is music.
Yeah.
It doesn't need a label. It doesn't need a category.
No. I totally disagree. People who just listen one kind of music and they think they have to play like that. It's just like Chuck Berry was listening to Frank Sinatra. You know, it doesn't matter who the influence was. You know, so if you like music, play whatever you like. I always encourage bands just to don't be narrow-minded, open-minded.
That's beautiful. You know what Atsul from Boris told me? Bears Bow guy likes Pink Floyd.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, right? But music is music. He can make his mare's bow noise.
Yeah.
But why not like Pink Floyd? You know, why not? Music is music.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Here, I want to play this. You were talking about this Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends. Cody, Impossible Task.
Yeah. run on the sheet, slice the ribbon to shreds. Conquest the final taboo, no mistaking how you then. She regrets not having a penis, parched out lifting the burden of a foe. It's things that come between us, the perfect sinker. How will your hair out of your face, prisoners in adjoining cells and death, shadow of perpetual feast, delivers us from the air. Adoration, sickness devours the right, yeah. In the political life of a country, destruction rams the night. Anyhow, you're to the hail and load myself with stone. Sink into a reverie of such utter parents. Oh, flip into this squinting vision, the disappearance of a dog. Climax, trapping hot, drunk, running storm behind the fog. Faces of ice, melting the twine of mind with flickering. Nothing exempt from our ferocity as long as we were fucking. Deformed on that hideous stage, and for a show, let loose me. Dead and teasing, cobblestone water on my face, the mouth of blood, the breath that explodes from some aromatic batting place. Flowing sons of music, notch, spread on my left, catch a cow. I'll dust you in the graveyard dust.
Mark the spot on the map. How we'll find it, we'll never know. Passages are right. We have to just follow our heart and just hope that our way will be guided. Our destination. The X marks the spot on the map, on the ground that we follow. X marks the spot.
Watch for Pedro Show, last music for this edition, The Impossible Task from Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends. And Tosh, we just talked about that with Cody. The Triggering Town from Eternal Return, To Live and Shave in L.A. with Bad Couple, Tim Wholehouse with X, and finally, All Souls with Time Bomb. Now, I had Tony on the show last month.
Yeah.
Great cat. Good cat. And this is great tune here. Look, remember we started this show off today with T-Rex, and there's a record, and you said Metal Guru, right? The Slider, right? This album.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This producer man, he's also a bass man, Tony Visconti.
Uh-huh.
What's your opinion?
Oh, he's one of my heroes for sure. That I can say he has a style not pushing himself too much. It's just amazing. He pushed the bands. That's exactly what I want to do. Not pushing my style. Bands has to be the band. And then you can push that they're a good thing way far. That's I think Tony does all the time. He found the best thing of the band artist. I'm amazing. I can say nothing but a great thing about him.
You know, the Slider, that snare drum sound. Oh, so fat.
Yeah, I know.
I love the snare drum set. And I think drummer man Will Legend is the only guy left from T-Rex. Everyone else dead now.
Yeah.
But Tony, yeah. Tony is still playing. He's producing, but he's also playing bass. He has a Watt Plower bass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw a picture. Him on the Twitter. So.
Oh, so you know this. Somebody showed me a picture. I was like, wow. I think he lives in upstate New York.
Okay.
Maybe Woodstock or something like this. Anyway, anyway, he's still going and going. And what are your plans to keep going and going like that?
I'd love to. No. I wanna record a band until I die.
Yeah, because you hear people talk about retiring. I think nature takes care of retiring for you. It kills you.
I mean. I am recording a band for the life. What's why have to complain? Why have to retire? Why have to be hate my job? It's just I don't understand. I just my hobby is my job. It's just so. I don't see retirement.
Yeah, I love this idea. Very wise, mm-hmm. Josh. Yeah, I love. Where can people find you on the internet?
Say that again. Why or
where?
Oh, well, where? MySpace. There, I got a lot. Some people find me on my website.
Let's tell them the website. Is it toshikasai.com?
Yeah, and then there's a address so you can contact.
Okay. Okay.
And then also, Instagram. Facebook.
Well, you probably have all those links at your home website, right?
Yeah.
Great. I really like what you're doing. You're an inspiration to the movement and everybody that I know that's doing music and stuff. There's just something about somebody who can help you make a good sounding record.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying it. And again, like a Tony Visconti.
Yeah.
Push the band's limit, you know. That's what I want to see. I want to see the band growing, you know. And then I'm not making music for background music. They has to be express themselves. Who they are, and then their style is gonna be follow their music.
Yeah, but basically their statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is beautiful, beautiful. It's been a huge honor to have you on my show. Thank you so much, Josh.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay. And you get more of this Plan D done, send it over. Come back on the show. Let's talk about it.
Okay, just to finish, it's a four EP set.
Wow. And then, I can't wait.
Yeah, the 16 drummers or so. I can't wait to hear.
Thanks so much. Keep on keeping on, Tash. People, it's
been, thank you so much, Mike.
Yeah, no problem. January 11th, 2021 edition of Wap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.